This is Daggett Flight Service Station, Daggett, California.
Yes, sir.
Got a couple of reports for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Daggett Radio, Cessna 164 X-ray. Yeah, just about. Cessna 164 X-ray, 64 X-ray, Daggett Radio, okay.
164 X-ray, we're going to give you some bad work here. I'm going to allow them about
60 miles an hour. 64 X-ray, the winds are 270 at Niner, favoring runway 25, Daggett down 7 now, 3002, no other reported traffic. Okay, what we got here is, first call I got was from California Highway Patrol.
Uh-huh.
Asking us if we had anything on radar. Well, we only have DF here, and we have to respond to, the DF works only when we're talking with somebody.
Right.
And anyway, hold on a second. Six more, right. And, they, CHP advised they were chasing something, chasing the UFO, as he said. And it was they were located at Essex, California. And Essex is about, I don't know, the Ludlow and Essex area is, let's see here on the map. From the airport, it's approximately 35 miles due east. And where about are you located?
Pardon?
Where are you located?
We're in Washington.
Oh, in D.C.?
No. State of Washington.
State of Washington. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if you're too familiar with where we are. I'm in the Mojave Desert.
Right. Well, we know where Daggett's at.
Oh, you do?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, okay. Fine. And then you know where Ludlow and Essex.
Right.
Okay. And they said they were chasing this bright white light with trailing lights that seemed to be orange and amber. It would change from orange to amber in the back. And they were actually chasing it, they said. So as they just gave me the phone, as they were just calling me, I had an inbound aircraft coming in from Phoenix. So I asked him if he saw anything. He says, well, matter of fact, he says, there was a bright white light off my nose, he says, on the way in.
Oh.
So, and I said, well, was there any colors on the end? He says, yeah, it was something like orange off the, in the back of it. So, I guess we have two confirmed sightings there in some respect.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, we'll follow this up and see what we got.
So it's headed towards Baker or Las Vegas area.
Okay.
Up in this area. And I have no, that's another thing. They said the CHP air, said it seemed to be stationary for a while and then moved around into the hills and they lost it for a while and then it popped up again.
Okay, if we get any ID on it, do you want us to call you back?
Well, yeah, if you want to. The only thing we know that operates around here is helicopters at night.
Yeah.
And they don't have normally any orange color to them. They're usually just white, you know.
Okay, if we get anything on it, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Bye-bye.
We understand one of your patrol cars had an encounter with the UFO.
That's right. It's the second one he's had in a couple of weeks out in that area.
Okay, can you give us any details on it?
I'll tell you what, why don't I have him call you or you call him when he gets into the office? I'm sure he would like to talk to you about it. I could give you some details, but if I asked him over the radio, it would take up too much radio time.
Okay, fine. Why don't we get him when he gets in the office?
Okay, just for my information, do you get a lot of reports in this area?
Quite a few in Southern California.
I'm an avid person that likes to watch these things.
Oh, great.
Oh, I wouldn't believe the weird things we have out here. He had one here a couple weeks ago when I was working, and he thought it was a possible narcotics drop, but it turned out to be, it didn't look like, you know, a plane or anything.
Okay, with your interest in the subject, you want to get on the mailing list?
Why, certainly. In fact, I will spread the magazine around when it gets here because there are a lot of people that really believe in those things.
Okay, we'll send a couple copies then.
Okay, I'll pass it around the office.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
I'll have him call you as soon as he gets to the office.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Yes. Will you accept a collect call from Office of Needles?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You're the one I was supposed to call?
Right.
Okay. That's the officer here in Needles, California.
We'd like to hear about your sighting tonight.
Well, I don't know if that's what it was or not. Somebody else said UFO. I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I sure couldn't explain what it was. This is about the third time I've seen this. Well, each time it's been different, but this one tonight was really, really unusual. What do you need to know?
Well, give give us a description right from the beginning of everything that happened.
Okay. My vocabulary is not the greatest in the world, so you, I'm going to have to...
No problem.
I think you'll probably understand what I'm trying to get across to you. Okay, I fell up with gas in Essex. That's a little bitty old town out here in the desert.
Uh-huh.
And I set it back up to Interstate 40. And off to the left of Essex Road is some real high mountains. I can't think of the name of them right now. They're part of the Providence Mountains. And they're real high. And I caught sight of a real bright, I say bright white. It had a yellowish tinge to it. It was the wrong color for a star. But I looked at it, and it closely, you know, I thought, well, it must be the North Star. But then I darn, it was too big and just, I don't know, it seemed to have bulk, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I watched it, and then it disappeared. And I thought, well, it must have went behind that mountain. And I kicked it up. And when it reappeared, it was on the wrong side of the hill where I'd first seen it. It was wrong. It didn't appear where it should have.
Right.
So I thought, well, I better check this out. And I went down to the freeway. And now this, if you can understand this, it didn't actually appear to be moving, but I never got any closer to it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, it didn't appear to really have movement, but I couldn't get any closer to it. Now, just off the top of my head, as far as sightings, I'd put the distance at 10 to 15 miles from where it's, you know, that far away.
Right.
At first sighting, it put me in the mind of, these flares they drop when the military is bombing at night.
Right.
But it wasn't, those are yellow when they're that far away. They're not white, you know. And this was definitely a white light with kind of a yellowish tinge to it. So, I kicked up to better than 100 miles an hour and hit the freeway and started heading toward, well, I say heading, it appeared to be in the area of the Providence Mountains, which would be north of Interstate 40.
Uh-huh.
And, I was trying, you know, I started going down. I was saying to myself, wait a minute, don't go down, don't go behind the mountain. And it went behind the mountains. I could see it moving then. And you know how when you come up over a mountain pass, maybe there's a city or something in the distance, I would light the area up?
Right.
This actually lit up the ground around it as though it were casting a light.
I see.
And my first impression, have you ever been in a big metropolitan area when they have the big choppers out now with the searchlights on them?
Sure.
This is the impression it gave me. But like I said, this was 10 to 15 miles away, and so it had to be big, whatever it was. And it didn't pulse or anything like that. So I shot up the freeway, and I was about, probably 25 miles from where I thought it would go. And I went out this Kelbaker Road, it's a dirt road. And before I got off the freeway, now this might have been my imagination by this time, but I seen something with no lights. I got the impression of something in the air with no lights at all, as though something had glinted off of it way off in the distance. You know, like aircraft or something with no lights on at
right.
night. We've got a real bright moon right now. And out in the desert, it's just like almost like a spotlight. But I only seen that one time, and I couldn't even swear I seen that. You know, this is just the impression I got of it.
Okay.
And during the time this was going down, I was talking to my dispatcher all the time, and just prior to this, I'd been in Essex. People were having a square dance there, and I went in and had some coffee, and I had my outside speaker on my unit on. You know, to monitor my traffic.
Right.
And she was talking to units all around. It was coming through just crystal clear. The minute I spotted this thing, we started having radio trouble. I could hear her, but there was interference.
Okay, how long did that last?
Up until the time that thing disappeared.
Disappeared, okay.
And then I drove back from this in... Oh, it spanned a period of about an hour. The whole from the time I first seen it until the radio cleared up again. Now, another officer was east and west of me at one time or another, and he said it didn't affect his radio at all. But some other officers in Needles, at the same time that this thing was going down, did have radio trouble. Now, not like a block or anything like that, just static that is not normally there.
Right.
And tonight we've got it's a little overcast, light breeze, and a bright moon, but nothing that would normally indicate any radio interference, you know, that would you know, bring the Heterodyne up or anything.
Right. Okay, now, I want to play this back, make sure I got it right. At the time you first spotted it, you were driving north headed for I-40?
Right.
Okay.
Northbound headed for I-40.
And was this thing visible to you through the windshield?
No, it was out my side window.
To your left, in other words.
Right. That's another thing. It never seemed to change positions, yet was giving me the impression of moving away. I could always see it in that one position, you know. It wasn't like as the road changed, it seemed like this thing remained in one place.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how to say it. It was stationary, yet I couldn't get closer to it, and it seemed to be moving further away, but not actually moving in the sense of that I understand movement. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, now when you got to I-40, did you go east or west?
I would have gone west.
Okay.
Which at this point is actually, it's almost a dead west at that point right there.
Okay, now then would you be looking at it through your windshield there?
I should have been, but it had gone across back up by the other mountains, and I'd be looking at it, I'd be through the windshield then. And then it dropped behind these peaks, and I could see everything was lit up around it,
You know. Okay. Now, did you say after it went down, it came back up again, only in a different spot?
No, I didn't. The first time I seen it, it was one around behind that peak.
Right.
And then when I seen it again, I stepped on it, the mountain must have come between me and it.
Right.
But when I seen it again, it reappeared in a position where it shouldn't have been. Looking at it, it would have been to the right side of the peak, okay? But
right.
It disappeared when it couldn't have disappeared, where I was looking. Okay, looking directly at the peak, you'd have the light to the right of the peak, and I would be moving to the right of the peak. Therefore, it couldn't disappear. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
Yet it did disappear, and then I stepped on it. When I got there, it had gone further in behind the mountain, and then it seemed to go across. Now, I can't say which side of the freeway it was on, but then it did move over toward these other mountains, these Providence Mountains, where it was just as though it was following the curvature of the earth or something like that and disappeared behind these peaks and basically headed for all the direction. I would say it would be Baker, California, which is over on Interstate 15. That's where I had the dispatcher alert all the units over there.
Okay, then do you feel the thing was moving north?
It'd be a northwesterly direction.
Okay. What time did you spot that?
First sighting was about 8:20 to 8:25.
Okay.
Also, now, did our dispatcher fill you in on anything?
No.
Okay. Needles Flight Service at the Daggett Airport had an incoming pilot, and they was asking if they'd seen anything. And one pilot coming in from Phoenix, which is dead east of here, did see. He said he couldn't explain what it was. It was some real bright, like strobe lights. But he didn't give a particular location or anything like that.
Okay.
The Daggett Airport would have a record of that.
Now, did you see, when you were headed west, did you see any other bright stars or planets in the sky at the time while this thing was in sight?
Nowhere near the intensity of this, no.
Uh-huh.
That's why I say I first looked and I thought, boy, that sure seems low for a star. And it was. It was way too low. And it was, for some reason I could grasp depth on it. You know, stars, there's no depth to stars.
Could you give me the degrees above the horizon approximately when you first saw it? Or, I mean, when you were headed west.
You mean if I project an angle?
Right.
Oh, gosh. Well, not that much on degrees in minutes. Probably 30. Let's see. Let me picture degrees now. 45. Okay, probably 30 degrees.
Okay.
Hereabouts. That'd be my...
Did you have any additional trouble with the radio since that?
No, it's not a bit.
Everything cleared up?
Yeah.
Okay. Did this light have any defined shape, or was just a plain old light in the sky?
It was as though it'd be like someone shining a light at you from a long distance off, yet appeared to be close.
Okay.
And real intense. It didn't have, it'd be like the difference of when someone shines a floodlight at you. It's just bright light, or when someone shines a spot, you know, a spotlight penetrates and it hurts.
Right.
Whereas a floodlight it's bright, but it doesn't really penetrate your eyes. But this is what it would be like.
Okay.
How in the world did you guys find out about it so quick?
The FAA notified us that something was being seen. They weren't sure exactly what it was.
Well, as long as I get to the line, I'm going to give you a couple more deals I've seen out here that we never could really justify. Same area. Same situation. I thought there was strobe lights in an airplane. We have a real high incidence out here of narcotics drops.
I see.
Because of our isolated area.
Right.
And in this same general area where I eventually ended up with this thing tonight, I spotted a couple just quick flashes. They weren't constant lights like this one. And I thought it was an area where we don't normally have lights. And this was a good 20 to 25 miles when I seen the light. And, I watched it for a minute, and then I stopped. There was a disabled vehicle, and I stopped and talked to them, and I said, "Now, you guys watch," and they seen it. So I went up and called another officer. We spent about 2 hours. We found a landing strip up there, and we were looking with the idea in mind of an airplane, you know, like they'd come in, flash their strobes, and maybe try to set down or something like that. This was just after dusk, and we never found a thing. There was no vehicle. There was no, one night about, it's been the end of last summer. I was coming down. All these have been from Interstate 40, the sightings have been, and just about 22 miles west of Needles, I've seen almost the same thing, real bright, like strobe lights. And each time I've checked FAA, and there's been no aircraft in the area, not that low anyway. And these other ones I've seen, they just put in some towers out here by Searchlight Nevada, which is just this side of Las Vegas. They've had some problems with the planes crashing into the wires out there when they come into a little airport there. So they put some big tall towers out there with these there's strobes that run up and down the towers.
Right.
And we wrote it off as that's what we must have seen, but they weren't that far away when I first seen them, and they were headed towards those. You know, so once again, it was a real bright white strobe-type lights.
Right.
And I never have been able to explain those things. But, you know, I didn't really attach any significance to them. And tonight, this thing really was really just so out of the ordinary, you know.
You've got a clear sky there tonight?
We've got real high clouds.
Okay.
But basically, yes, it's clear, and we've got a light breeze.
Okay. Well, thanks again. We sure appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right.
Good night.
Bye.